Hello and welcome to Ask the Mayor on WBAA News. I'm your host, Ben Thorpe. This week, our guest is West Lafayette Mayor Aaron Easter. So, on Monday, the City Council sent a resolution to the Area Plan Commission calling for a pause on new transient guest housing approvals impacting Airbnbs and Vrbos. This request comes in light of the ongoing housing crunch and an estimated, 5,000 unit shortage that the city is facing. Maybe talk to me about what you're hoping to accomplish here.
Sure. So the goal is not to box out this as a business model or really to prevent this as a concept completely in the future. There are certainly other zoning typographies, and this is just addressing one of the three categories of transient guest rentals that we have within our community. The real concern is that we have a deficiency in housing. The areas where we do have single family housing within the city are quickly being used for transient guest housing or other, maybe a property is purchased and it's only used part of the year for a multitude of reasons. And it's really starting to box out those individuals within our community who are looking to buy a house in the city of West Lafayette and cannot find anything that's affordable or available. I have a personal story down the street from me. A house just sold, and it sold to a family who is only going to be here a few weekends a year visiting one of their children who's a student here. And while they have the right to do that, and I respect that, we also have a pretty critical housing issue to deal with, and that impacts our neighborhoods, that impacts our schools, that impacts, you know, the social fabric of West Lafayette. And so to the extent that we really need to think hard and deep about how we use those critical resources in our community, I think that's pretty important. And that's what we're asking of the Area Plan Commission. Now, that doesn't mean that a restriction would last forever and always. But I think right now, as we're facing what we're facing in a really, really difficult housing climate, that it makes sense that we focus on that first and foremost.
I was going to ask you just a little bit about the legality of something like this. I know that Indianapolis had looked towards an outright Airbnb ban, and I think the state legislature stopped them from doing that. How does something like this work?
Sure. It is not an outright ban, right? We are, and as I mentioned previously, there are three categories defined in our local ordinance that define what transient guest housing is. This would only be the one that is currently only permitted by special exception in R1 zoning district. So that's single family, the least dense kind of zoning, and those are typically where you would find single family housing. So the situation that we have and has been communicated to us by our citizens is that we have transient guest houses next to owner-occupied houses, next to student rentals, and all of these operate on different time frames, different needs, different, you know, some people are going to school, some people are going to work, some people arrive at 8 o'clock at night to check into their transient guest house for the weekend. And typically, we would think about a hotel a very specific way. We would think about residential housing a very specific way. And when you put those two things together and you don't have all of the rules of engagement fully defined, you have a lot of issues that can happen. And those are things that have been reported by many of our citizens in their concerns about transient guest housing in general as neighbors. And then, you know, the situation with school districts is challenging. West Lafayette has very defined school district boundaries, and those are not concurrent with city limits, and they're difficult to change. And so to the extent that we also have to be aware of the properties that fall within our school district boundaries and how we protect those properties is important as well.
Okay, so you and I are recording this on Tuesday. There is a large economic development announcement that is coming on Wednesday that we cannot yet talk about. But I wanted to kind of ask you, within this context of housing and more development coming to our region, how are we going to address, the housing crunch, knowing how bad it is now? We've got, obviously, if we have more development coming in, the need is only going to grow. You know, what are you doing right now to address some of those concerns?
Sure. So student housing is always the leader in this. Obviously, our student population can grow and contract in a way that is really difficult for the housing market to respond to. We could admit, 10,000 new students this year to Purdue. To build 10,000 more beds of housing takes 2 to 3 years, to be honest. So the balance of how those two things happen is kind of difficult. So we commissioned a housing study to really look at what that looks like in terms of our housing. There have also been conversations with other developers, and there are multiple potential housing developments that would not be student housing focused throughout the community. And we continue to have some of those conversations, and we continue to have conversations with property owners who may be willing to sell and partner with us to help find some housing solutions within our community. I think another activity that happened last night at our city council meeting was the passage of our townhouse zoning district, which is, I used to live in a beautiful brick Italian 8-row house in downtown Lafayette, and I loved it. And it was just a remarkable home and of an enjoyable place to live. But it's also a housing typography that we don't have in West Lafayette with a few exceptions. So it's a great housing typology to really put into that mix of what housing looks like in the city of West Lafayette. I think as you look at our downtown plans as well, we imagine a lot of housing east of River Road being housing that is not necessarily student focused, but is multifamily housing, multi-generational housing, and multi-income housing as well.
Talk to me a little bit about, West Lafayette. The city council once again saw some folks come to the city council and call on the city council to pass a resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. They are saying that they will be here again next month until a resolution is passed. Any thoughts? Has anything changed for you, since they came to the city council last month?
I think the political construct of what we're looking at now, where we have two political leaders who are literally and figuratively at war with each other, and the policy that comes from each of those things, particularly as a local body of government speaking on those, is a really different thing. You cannot want people to die, and you can also not agree with how any of these organizations are conducting themselves. So to have a statement that captures the nuance of how difficult of an issue this truly is, I think is hard for anybody, whether that's a body of elected officials, whether it's at the UN Security Council, whether it's Senator Schumer. And this is a more complex problem than a simple statement, I think, can solve. And, when it comes to the city of West Lafayette, we want everybody to feel at home and welcome here. That includes everyone. Right? Not just one specific group of people or another specific group of people, but making sure that everyone feels like they're welcome here and have a place here and that they can feel safe here.
That's our time for today. Mayor Easter, thanks so much for being with us. You can find this program at our website, WBA.org, along with an archive of our shows at the mayors of Lafayette, West Lafayette, Crawfordsville, and Frankfort. Send us your questions to ask@WBA.org. Thanks for listening and have a great rest of the day.